There's a song that is very popular, very encouraging, yet also very controversial. How did it end up like that, and what can we do about it? Stay with us. Hey guys, welcome to this week's Grace and Truth. I'm a grateful, gospel-centered disciple of Jesus Christ who struggles yet perseveres, and my name is Dave. Hope and pray that you're doing well. Today's podcast, entitled Why I Will Not Sing Reckless Love Anymore, was broadcasted live on Facebook on August 26th, 2018. Let's listen in. Okay, now I want to talk about something that has become a concern that I didn't think it was a big deal at first, but then it was brought to my attention by a friend of mine who goes to my church. And I decided to do some extensive research on this. And today's Grace and Truth Live is really, really tackling this issue. And it was a difficult decision to make, but as the title basically says, there is a reason why I am no longer going to be singing Reckless Love whenever I'm in a church service. And there's a reason why I'm doing that. Because the word reckless turns out to be inappropriate for that song. Now, some of you may be thinking, what on earth are you talking about? That song is so rich in lyrics, and it really talks about how God was able to give us grace that we didn't deserve or could earn. What's wrong with that song? Well, the lyrics aside from the chorus, the lyrics altogether are great. Let me quote a article from John Piper on this particular issue, because this was a concern that spread all over that I didn't even know about until my friend and brother Michael Marvive brought this to my attention. So I want to read an excerpt from this article, and I'll share it with you guys later on. The article is called Should We Sing of God's, quote, Reckless Love, end quote. I'm going to go to one of the subsections, which is Affirming Truth. Quote, what should you do sitting in the congregation if you don't like the word reckless and you have all these negative connotations in your head? One of the things you do is look at the lyrics of the song to see if there are evidences of how the word might be construed or intended. Here are a couple examples. The song says, before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. Now, in my, that is John Piper's mouth, those are radically Calvinistic lyrics. God only sings over his own people. He doesn't sing over those who are in rebellion against him. He sings over his own people, Zephaniah 3:17. If you are God's own people, before you spoke a word, he loved you. That's unconditional election. That's part of Tulip, basically. And I got to be honest with you. I would encourage you to read the remainder of this article on Desiring God, and I'll post it in a moment. Now, the word reckless, we need to look at that word. Let's use the dictionary. The word reckless, here's what it says here. Okay. Marked by lack of proper caution, careless of consequences. It's basically an adjective. Recklessly is an adverb. Recklessness is a noun. You've heard of reckless driving, basically. Well, that ain't good. You could get in trouble with the police if you had reckless driving. Examples of reckless in a sentence from Merriam-Webster. He is a wild and reckless young man. He showed a reckless disregard for the safety of others. He spends money with reckless abandon. Now, here's an example of the word reckless used in its proper sense. Now, normally I read from the ESV whenever I reach out to you guys, and I use the New American Standard Bible in my comm group. And I usually use NIV at Celebrate Recovery. For this particular broadcast, I'm going to use the NIV just this once. Listen closely. Okay. Proverbs 12:18. I'll give you this example. The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Now, you know what that basically means, right? Anything that you say that could be damaging to somebody, that could actually really damage them. The old phrase, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me, is a fallacy, because words hurt. So to say basically that God's love is reckless, as the late R.C. Sproul once described openness theology, it not only diminishes the holiness of God, but also the nature of God as well. There's a thing called openness theology, and it's pretty bad. It has no bearing base. It's not even within the discussion of Arminians and Calvinists. And unfortunately, a lot of believers have basically fallen under this theology. I kind of gotten myself into it at one point myself. I'm slowly but surely getting myself out of that mentality. Okay, so that's the word, what reckless means, and that's how reckless is used in the Bible. Now, with the song Reckless Love, I gotta be honest with you, even with the word reckless being inappropriately used in that song, the rest of the lyrics are great. In fact, it basically describes my own story. So, what am I gonna do about it? Well, unfortunately, I still have to deal with the fact that there are people who are gonna sing it at the young adults group that I go to. But I know that if you replace the word reckless with the word wondrous, so that the chorus goes, "Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, wondrous love of God," then it would no longer be an issue, because we're talking about God's wondrous love. Now, the dictionary describes wondrous as that is to be marveled at. Now, that is hashtag solid truth, because that's what God's love is. It is wondrous. So every time I'm at Soma or any other ministry that sings that song, Reckless Love, I am going to replace the word reckless with the word wondrous, because it is the overwhelming, never-ending, wondrous love of God. It chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it. Still, he gave himself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, wondrous love of God. And we need to be careful not to use words like that or use anything else that is considered openness theology that would in fact diminish and defame the character, the holiness, and the nature of God. I would also encourage you guys to check out a book that the late R.C. Sproul wrote. It's called The Holiness of God. It's a really, really good book. Now, I'm also going to post a question and answer program from Ligonier Ministries, where Dr. Sproul, along with John MacArthur and Sinclair Ferguson, talked about openness theology and how it really affects believers. Here's another great resource for you. John Piper's ministry, Desiring God, has such an encouraging article on this song and its controversy. I will provide a link to that article in the info section of this podcast. Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to hear more of these programs, please let me know. You can contact me at my website, chewmadenew.com, or you can call me at 510-516-CHEW. That's 510-516-2439. Or you can send me a message on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And do you know someone who's hurting and needs hope? Maybe you're listening to this program and need hope. Well, regardless, check out my testimony from Celebrate Recovery on YouTube. And if you are encouraged by it and learned something from it, please share it with others and use the hashtag
gospel-centered autism awareness whenever you do so. You can find my testimony on YouTube as Celebrate Recovery Testimony Dave Chu, or you can go to chumadenew.com and click on the button, click here to watch my testimony. Until next time, peace out and God bless. Cincos!